This is CliffCentral.com.
Oh yeah, baby. Welcome to it. This is the weekly mashup, and in the background there's African Queen Tubbsy featuring JR. That's a heavy, beautiful, beautiful track right now. And of course, I'm Timisho Masha, and I don't travel alone. I'm in the studio with my lovely blonde. Now,
oh, is it blonde now?
Copper?
It's copper.
Oh, copper.
It's copper.
Copperhead co-host.
Hello, everybody. It's Candace Mama.
What's up? What's up, yo?
It's all good. It's all good. You know, when you have copper hair, life cannot be bad.
No, life can only be good with copper hair, right?
It's, you know what? I actually feel like I should have gotten gold hair. Only because, you know, it's like winning.
But hang
on. Copper's like what ifs.
The thing with gold hair, though, it kind of has that blonde... Like it just didn't go right.
Like the
blonde
sun
didn't work.
Yes, like it's the sun was just doing its thing.
Still have a lot to do. And all those who are joining us on Insta right now, how are you guys doing? Hello. Please get on your Instagram, get on your Twitter, and talk to us right now. We've got a very exciting guest in the studio. If you are into fitness, maybe you've been doing it wrong all these years, like I have. Maybe you've been doing it right. I don't know. But if you want to know what is the new fitness craze and what's going on, and how you can get really muscular and look really good. I mean, I've been trying to get muscular.
It's summer.
This guy is like proper muscles, hey? Yo, blah, blah.
Don't worry, come to my Facebook Live, guys. Candace Mama, you'll
and
see
him. And also Candy's Facebook Live. So, you know, if you want to tweet us, it's at Timisho Masha or at Candace Mama. What's been happening in your week?
Oh my goodness, so much has been happening in my week. Mm-hmm. But I think so much is similar almost. I feel like our weeks have kind of overlapped.
If you haven't read the blog, just go to
www.justcandace.co.za/letitgo/.
That's right. And if you want to read my blog, which has just come out, go to www.dimishomasha.com. That's right.
Yes.
And it's between, you know, when you're stuck between the devil and the blue sea.
I love that.
That's like when you're just,
your
like,
title
you're nowhere.
Was just amazing.
It's nowhere, you know what I mean?
I feel like I need to get more creative with my titles now that you're giving me a run for my money. There was a time here where I was the blogger and
you
were the personality.
You were just the
now
writer.
We're both the writers. I'm like, what the fudge?
Yeah.
Like, what's my role in this situation now? Fudge.
Well, you know, Kenny.
Like, I mean, you were the pretty face.
I was, and I'm still
and
the pretty face.
And now you're like the pretty face and the writer. I'm like, I'm starting to lose
my grip.
You're
the one with the great hair, though. Like, if God gave you something, he gave you good hair.
He gave me good hair.
He did that. He did, don't joke. Like, for real.
Someone actually asked me this weekend. They were like, and it was so sweet.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's like, can I ask you something? He's not black. So he says to me, he's not one of ours. So he asked me, he's like, can I just ask you something? I'm like, yes. He's like, is that your hair or is that a weeb? And I'm like,
that would be a very interesting move. I don't know if you can see Candy right
like,
now.
Okay.
Let me move my mic so you can see her there.
Facebook Live and then Instagram Live there, look.
Like, imagine that.
No, so he asked me actually. It was
that
like,
would be
is
very
that your hair?
Move. Like, that would be a
and
very
then I was
interesting
like,
hairpiece.
Yeah, like, you know, it's different,
shame,
but yeah, shame. But bless him for asking.
Yeah, well,
like most
you know
people
what?
Wouldn't
done
ask.
Your part for social cohesion, hey? And I think that's like awesome.
You
really.
Know what? Date across that's, the board in order to bring people together. That's what I always say.
Hey, guys, how you doing on Facebook? So anyway, what I loved about your blog is basically, I think a lot of the times we all go through stuff.
Yeah.
We all have people in our lives who want to
bring
get out
down.
Of our lives, bring
oh,
us down,
God.
Or sometimes we need to kick them out of our lives.
Yes.
But it's hard to let go. And even things, right?
Yeah.
Even
things, 100%.
You know, my sister recently bought a new car, but the hardest thing for her was just to let go
of the,
of
old,
the
car.
Old car, which wasn't serving her anymore. And we have trouble letting go. And I liked how you actually put it together that in this life, you need to let go of what's holding you back because you cannot go forward if you're still having the baggage of, you know,
of the past.
Of the past, of people and things that are holding you back.
Exactly. And you know what actually brought this about? I was realizing that I've got a trend in my particular life. So, I mean, last year when my birthday came around, I told you guys about the blog was titled 25 and Dying. And that was basically about, you know, I actually got to the realization that was the age my dad was when he passed away.
Mm.
And now I'm 26 and I'm like, I've got another lesson. Mm. Yeah, right? It's a year later. And now I've literally outlived my dad. And I've realized that in my life, I hold on to things too strongly. And even if people are treating me bad, I'll be like, you know what? No, stay. I will show you. I will show you I'm a great person.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute. I just got to this realization, but why am I holding on to you? If you want to go, go. Like, I'm good with it. Like,
you actually don't have to prove anything to you.
What
right?
am I proving to you?
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, sometimes I find that people, if you've got a lot of light within you and you gravitate to towards a lot of people. Sometimes some people don't like that. They, you know, and they try and dim it. And then you dim it for them. You think that, okay, if I'm a little less bright, if I'm a little less, you know, myself, they'll be okay. And I found that, no, that's not the case. They actually just take. When you should have been like, okay, it's time for you to go. Like, just leave. It's, if you want to go, go.
I think that's interesting what you're talking about, because I think sometimes as people, we think that we're strong enough to give.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you're a giving type person. Oh, you think, you know what? I can outgive more than you can outtake.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
But like,
you don't know my giving capacity.
Yeah, like I will. but like, even the well will run dry if there is no rain.
Oh, 100%.
Right? So I think in life, you have to understand the reciprocal nature of anything that is good. Mm. Because you cannot yourself keep giving if there's nothing coming back. Yes. You yourself will run dry.
100%.
And if you're in a dry place,
you can't give.
You can't give, right? And actually, what usually happens is we get to a point where those people now who've taken and taken and taken are now even blaming us because we can no longer give. It's
right?
Like, you've changed.
You've changed so much. And you're like,
you're not
I haven't
so
changed.
Giving. And you're like, I'm just exhausted.
Yeah.
Not having changed.
That's the exhausted. Biggest quote, and this is also in my blog, and that's the quote that actually sparked the idea to write the blog, mm-hmm. is the Tyler Perry quote, that my biggest regret in life is that, you know, when people wanted to leave, I should have let them go. Like, I should have left the door open for them. And I think that's the biggest thing when you think you're a good person, mm-hmm. and you know you're a good person, and people don't reciprocate your kindness. Sometimes you think, oh my gosh, what am I doing wrong? Like, it must be something I'm not giving this person, or I'll love them right, or I'll, you know, I'll do whatever it takes to make this person okay. And you can't do that. You can't love someone all right. You know, you can't love someone into loving you.
How do you know though? How do you know when you should be at the end of your tether?
Oh my gosh, there's so many signs.
That last straw has really broken the camel's back. Because sometimes the camel's back breaks and we still want to continue.
Yes. You're like, I'm strong, my back can handle it.
Yeah.
No, actually.
You're even breaking those around you, right?
And that's what happens. So I think there's so many, the thing with letting go is there are so many things along the way that you know you should be letting go of this person. So it will start with their snarky remarks, right?
Okay.
So it starts with the smallest things that you don't even realize that this person's doing this to you.
I got to ask a question right there. I got to jump in.
Go, jump in.
Because sometimes I sometimes think, but snarky remarks sometimes are par for the course.
Yeah.
Sometimes you like get on each other's nerves, like, yeah, but why?
I'm just going to say this just to
let
you.
Yeah. But at the same time, I think there is this person just irritated with me being human, because we're all human, right?
No, of course.
And there's that snarky remark that is an always kind of, you always, and you are like, and you know, every time I come to the studio, I just seem to, you know, and every time we do this, you just, and you always, those kind of little, oh, don't rely on Candace for that, because you know, she wrote, you know.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And you know what it is? It first starts off with like the small remarks, right? It's like, they said once and you're okay with it because you're like, oh, we're having a bad day, we're in a bad space, whatever. Then it happens again. Then you're like, wait a minute, something's not right.
Yeah.
And then your arguments start building on these things because now they go from a comment now and again to more frequent.
Yeah, and it's not,
you know,
even a
mentioning comment.
It's an actual statement about
your
character and your person. And I think, you know what? I like that because that's something that we maybe need to talk about a little bit.
Okay.
If you're in a relationship and you're getting those kind of comments about you, you need to know there's a red light. Or if you're making those kind of comments, you yourself need to check yourself, because sometimes we are the ones making those comments.
Yeah.
And I'll give you an idea. You know, when you love somebody, I've realized, when you love somebody, whether it's a family member, whether it's someone you're in a relationship with, romantically
a friend,
what you try and do is, you know, they say that love covers all sins, which basically means that even if you are always late, I won't say, you know, your problem is you're always late. Oh my gosh, you are so unreliable. You're always late.
Yes.
It's almost like you kind of laugh those things off, and the other person knows you're laughing it off, and it's not a snarky remark.
Mm.
But a snarky remark is, oh gosh, you're so unreliable.
All the time.
Like, I was here for 10 minutes waiting for you, and I wish you'd just be more reliable.
Mm.
And then you're like, that's actually a comment about my character and not about a situation.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So that's something to watch out
and
for.
Sometimes,
and don't make those comments.
Don't. And I think, can I tell you what happened to me when it was actually that the fuel for this particular blog and realization? I went out with a couple of friends, and like, I'm the kind of person, because I'm a giver and like my light, I just connect with everyone whenever I go somewhere, you know, like I love people.
Mm.
And we went to this particular place, and a table next to us started joining us because of the, like, you know, the I just started talking to the people and they talked to us and we joined. Then the person complimented me and the other person made a snarky remark like, oh God, maybe we should all just cut our hair if we want attention like Candace.
Oh wow.
So I was like, oh, okay, girl. And then like I let it go because I was like, you know, it's not nice when one person gets complimented and this. And then like throughout the night, I started realizing that this person, this is not the first time they've done this. They're constantly doing it. They're constantly jabbing.
Red light.
Red light.
And someone's always constantly jabbing. If you get compliments and somebody constantly at that point constantly puts a negative in, they're not for you. Yes. They're going to Judas you.
They're going to Judas your ass. They're going to Judas your ass.
Yeah.
And because we think that if we... good people, no one will do bad things to us. And no, that's not it. And then
I
had to cut this person off.
To good people.
All the time. Yeah. So I had to cut this person off and say, you know what, I'm sorry. I think our friendship has come to its end and it's okay.
And that's very brave. That's tough. But
I wish you the best in life. Yeah. You know, I hope you find happiness, but I'm no longer someone you should call when...
You're a much better friend than me. I just stopped replying. You know, no, it's over. No, when I no longer
reply to your text
or answer your phone calls.
No, don't
it's like,
do that.
Like, let's not ghosting. And then say we dead.
Ghosting.
Yeah, ghosting.
You ghost your friends.
I am no longer
oh,
dead.
No.
I am the phantom that used to be in your life. Sorry, I don't have time.
But,
I'll probably explain it once. Like, I don't really feel like talking to you anymore. Something like that. Like, why are you not... I don't really feel like it. And that's it.
But can I tell you the funniest thing about ghosting, though, as a friend?
Yeah.
I'd always feel like it isn't me. Like, if you had to ghost me...
You're always like, and it was that
yes,
guy.
No, but can guy. I tell you the worst thing about you? And I've told you this since we started working together and since
this
we started our
friendship.
This is not a
snarky remark.
This is going to be a very snarky remark.
Okay. Snarky remark, yeah. Ahead.
He's going to cut me loose. Mm-hmm. So the funniest thing about you, I always say, I could never fall out with you. He muted me. I could never fall out with you because I feel like you'd haunt me. Like I'd be listening to radio and it'd be, if you want to get your engine fueled, Tamisha Masha's here.
Yeah.
I'd switch on TV, your voice would be there.
Get a Toyota.
Yes, you are everywhere. I don't understand people who consciously go into a relationship with you just because the breakup is
hard. I'm going to haunt you. My exes are still haunted. They can't even turn on the TV sometimes. They're playing a rerun of some of my shows. Like, I hate this guy. And there he is on TV.
If only they knew.
But
and
you're,
yes.
We're talking about relationships, right? And I just want to talk about while we're there. Relationship, remember that it's a ship that you're on. Who's in your boat at this point, right? Sometimes you gotta throw people off your boat,
throw them off,
because you gotta be very mindful of the kind of people that are in your boat. When you're out there at sea, it's beautiful, it looks amazing. But the one thing that is common about anybody at any time who's at sea is that sooner or later, you will have a storm happen in your life. And when you have a storm happening in your life, it's important to have the right people in your boat. The first set of people that we were talking about right now, the kind of people that will probably throw you out, throw the possessions out the boat. So first you get broke. That's how you know that this relationship is not working.
If you want to test your friends, go broke.
When you're losing your possessions around certain people, you're losing your money, you're losing your time, you're losing your energy.
Oh gosh.
This is not working.
Mm-hmm.
Once all is lost and the storm is still raging, they're going to throw you out the boat.
Oh yeah. Leonardo DiCaprio style, baby.
There you go. And then, from there, once you're thrown out the boat, don't despair, because being thrown out the boat just means something good is about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that you're going to get to your destination. You always get to your destination. You always get to your destination. But there's another type of friend.
Yes, yes.
And that friend is one, as they say, who sticks closer than a brother. That friend, when you're going through the storm, is the kind of friend who will stand up for you in the storm and calm the storm and say, peace, be still.
Yes.
So know who that kind of friend is in your life.
And you've got to identify those people early on.
Identify those people, like at the beginning.
At the beginning.
Never be too late. All right. So
yes.
Now that we've given you some life wisdom for the week, some people I'm throwing out of my boat at this point, like after Tuesday's performance. Bafana.
Oh gosh.
Bafana. I'm going to call you your full name. I'm not going to ghost you. You heard it here on the weekly mashup.
I've ghosted you, baby. I've ghosted you.
I've just gotten to a point where enough is enough. I've tried. Every time you let me down, I pick myself up. I dust myself off.
This is an abusive relationship.
It is, because you guys treat us badly. You treat me badly. I try and support you. I try to back you up. But it's sort of like you don't take your job seriously. I don't know if you guys practice regularly or if you were at the club the night before. But something's got to change, people. Something's really got to change. You got to take it seriously. You got to take us seriously. We go through a lot of pain. We go through a lot of prayer. And you know when your prayers are not being answered and this person is not coming off crack, at some point you just got to let go. You got to let go. I'm letting you go, Bafana. I'm letting you go.
I love that you still had hope.
I still had hope, but there are other teams, and I've got to look after the teams that are doing well. I've got to reciprocate. I don't have enough love for everybody. The Springboks are playing this weekend. They need love. The Proteas, you are on your last as well, Proteas, by the way. You better start winning all the time, like
stuff.
More regularly.
But doing some good is.
Yeah, no, like not like every couple of games, you surprise us and you start winning, and then when it's the crunch time, like we need to win this cup, then you lose. Because you two will be out the boat. I'm telling you right now.
Out.
At the moment, Springboks, you know, nothing but love. Nothing but love. We've been through some ups and downs. You know, last year was tough for all of us. It was tough for me. Last year was hell.
You couldn't even pray for them.
Yeah.
You were so busy praying for yourself.
But I hung in there, and I'm glad that you guys have come back. Whatever happens out there in Australasia, we still love
Australasia,
you.
Australasia, okay.
Well, you know, that's Australia and New Zealand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I learned something new.
Well, okay. There you go. Yeah. We still love you, so just go out there and give it your best shot. All right.
Okay.
We've got a guest in the studio.
Yes, an
awesome guest.
And this is actually going to help you get your revenge body on. If you've let anyone go, this is actually going to show. Okay, guys.
Jason Smith, you're just like waving. Just like, can you flex or something? Like, look at that.
Flex.
Look at that. What size jean do you wear, man? Like a 32 or 34?
Put on his mic. Look,
he's got the same size thighs as his arms, though. Like, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? He's in excellent shape. And he's in the studio with us right now. In fact, let me put on your mic, man. I'm sorry.
He is so awestruck by your physique that he couldn't even like.
There you are.
It's like, let's just watch him. We don't need to hear what he has to say. Let's just watch him.
And
then, I'm a woman.
Okay,
it's okay.
I don't want Black Twitter to come at me and say that I said something bad. I didn't. I love my cousin. That sounds like. You know,
never mind. I've got black friends. That's what it sounds like.
Some of my best friends are gay.
I'm not racist. Some of my best friends are gay.
That's a new book. Some of my best friends are gay.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Okay, introduce our awesome guest.
All right. So in the studio today, we have Jason Smith. He is a South African CrossFit champion and also an international CrossFit champion. So he's out. He's an international brother.
International.
Jason, what's up, guy?
How you doing?
How you doing, bro?
Thanks for having me.
It's only a pleasure, guy.
Awesome.
Listen, when did you start this whole CrossFit thing, man?
Yes, it was a long time ago, 2008, end of 2008.
So it's like nearly
nine years.
Nine years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
And when you started out though, were you like scrawny or chubby?
I was always busy in the gym.
So you always like
did like bodybuilding and whatnot. Obviously not seriously.
So you went from glory to glory.
Yes.
Really, okay.
Yeah, always loved being in the gym. Yeah.
We want to hear a story about triumph. When were you not in good shape and what was going on there? Let's start at the beginning when you were like things were not going well for you. You know, you could hardly.
I don't know when that was. I'm joking.
You don't help.
Jason's like, I am not working with you.
Everyone has to go through their lows to try to reach their highs.
Of
but
course.
I mean, I had a serious bike accident in 2004. Mm-hmm. Lost a lot of weight coming out of hospital and whatnot, and just try to better my life and improve my life with health. And from there, it just kind of improved year on year. So I think, since then, it's just been a...
Why the switch, though, to from like being in the gym, lifting weights, doing all that stuff, to CrossFit?
Yeah, I've always been motivated in the gym. It's something I'm passionate about, you know, weightlifting, whatnot. I was introduced to CrossFit by my brother. Once I started, it was something I just couldn't resist. I had to get involved. It's the fun aspect of CrossFit is amazing. It's not for everyone, but the guys that enjoy, you know, getting involved in classes with groups of people, getting motivated with a community, it's definitely a lot of fun.
Yeah, it seems to be a very communal sport because, you know, even though you're a soloist, right?
Yeah.
Do you still train with other people? Do you still do like classes and things
for
like that?
Sure,
or do you just train by yourself?
And that's probably the best thing. You always, you know, you not really competing with other people, but it's like fun competition.
Yeah.
So in class as well, you're busy with workouts or strength. You're always challenging yourself, but with someone else, which is the great aspect of CrossFit.
What is the real difference between CrossFit and lifting weights? Because there isn't an element of weightlifting and pulling your own body and pushing your own body in CrossFit. But to a novice, it kind of seems like the same thing. You go to a gym, there's a weight, pick it up.
Yeah.
A couple of times.
Yeah, we do a lot of weightlifting in CrossFit. Mm-hmm. I think the explosive power and energy that you gain from weightlifting helps within all the aspects of CrossFit, i.e. the gymnastics, you know, the pull-up movements, the push-up movements. It's just to get the body explosive and also for everyday life. You know, you don't you want to be this lazy, lethargic person. You know, if something does happen, or say you're on the streets or in a shopping center and something does happen, you need to react quickly.
You get attacked by ninjas.
Exactly. It's happened to me. You know? That stuff does happen.
You got attacked by a ninja.
I got attacked. Thank God I was working out at the time.
Okay, no, exactly. Of course.
So it helps.
That's why I'm here with you.
Wait, was it about like 2004 when you were like 60th man or something like that?
Yeah,
and I was then, like in grade 3.
Yeah, you were like probably in primary school at the time. But that's why ninjas haven't happened again. That was the last ninja attack.
Of course.
So it happens.
Okay, but what would you say in terms of what you do in the gym, okay, when it comes to CrossFit, gets you ready for everyday stuff? Because there's some great exercises, like there's that one with the sledgehammer on the tire, lifting a tire.
Yeah,
the ropes, there's lifting yourself up. I mean, what are some of the most awesome exercises?
I think,
explain to us.
You know, a lot of the movements you're using everyday life is the squats. I mean, everyone sits on a chair, so you're kind of using that movement to sit on a chair. I think the best explanation I could use is probably a pull-up. So you use normal pull-up, gymnastics pull-up on a bar. Mm-hmm. We had a lady in the gym that was actually locked outside her gate at her house, and she needed to get over the gate. And luckily for what she had been doing in the gym, she could pull her weight onto the wall and climb over.
Mm-hmm.
It's silly things like that, but it makes a big difference.
Yeah, I hear that. And I just hope that you guys like check people's like criminal past records before you do some pull-ups. Because like, clearly there's some wall that they can climb.
I've been missing out on. Like I feel like inside I'm like this cat burglar.
Yeah.
And outside, well, I'm just not equipped for that life. So.
Yeah, we do background checks. So it's
you do?
Yeah.
Like mental checks? Like, do you get a psychologist?
In CrossFit, we need to do both.
Damn.
I want to know now. So what kind of, I mean, you're a competitive CrossFit person. Just tell us briefly about, you know, in terms of some of the awards or your accolades in CrossFit, starting with locally.
Yeah, I've competed pretty much since I started in 2008. Done pretty much all the local comps that I can do. You know, down in Cape Town, there's quite a bit in Joburg, Last Man Standing, Fittest in Cape Town. Those are pretty much the local ones that I was doing. And then since then, probably beginning of last year, I started competing a lot overseas. Yeah, you know, just to better myself, better my competition.
In terms of the sport, has it always been around, CrossFit, or is it something that's new? Because I want to get from there to asking, how is the international scene looking? You know,
It's very new. I think still to South Africa, we've only really kind of gained traction over the last couple of years, so it is still very new. Internationally, they probably started early, say 2004, 2003. So they got a lot more years on us. We're still trying to play a little bit of catch up.
I see. How did it come about? Do you know?
I think so, if I can get this right. Nobody kill me for saying this. But,
no judgment.
You're like, this is a quiz. You're not going to win a prize. Just like,
I don't go study this all day. I've got things to do during the day. Greg Glassman, he basically founded CrossFit. He came up with a, not philosophy, but if you want to say that, of high intensity functional movements at, varied functional fitness, which is better than your normal everyday training, you know, so like a bicep curl, not to shoot down the bodybuilders, but isn't really a functional movement, you know?
So unless you're drinking beer.
Yes, exactly. You know, which most of us do.
When
we
I
need
do
that.
Drink a beer, I just want a strong arm. I drink very heavy beers.
You need like a whole.
Those are for the big jugs.
For the big jugs. When I go to a German fest.
From there, it's all functional fitness. You know, something to use every day at a high intensity. That's pretty much where it grew from.
Okay. And it uses your full body strength, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much everything.
And that's what makes it different from other training techniques.
Yeah, so you've got your weightlifting, your powerlifting, gymnastics, running, swimming, cycling, rowing.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And what's a session look like? I mean, in terms of time, how many minutes are you
training the gym?
to call it a session?
Our normal classes are about an hour.
Okay.
We concentrate a lot of the time on core strength. you know, to build that for obviously weightlifting and gymnastics helps a lot. We got a pretty decent strength program, you know, to build the legs, the shoulders, the back. And then we finish off the day pretty much with, say, 20, it varies from 5 to 20 minutes of workout time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, and that can range from anything, push-ups, air squats, running, pull-ups, rope climbs, yeah, tire flips, anything.
Wow. And isn't there
rope
like...
climbs.
Yeah. Rope climbs. I mean, everything looks so cool though. Is it
when professionals do it, then you try a rope climb.
And you can't I've even like, get off before. The ground.
I'm like, this no, rope
pretty,
is against
I'm
me.
I'm pretty good at rope climbing.
Rope climbs. Nice.
I'm
ropes
pretty good
me.
At rope climbing.
Ropes
yeah.
hate me. It's not even me. It's the
they
ropes.
Hate
I
you.
Ropes.
Is it the Reebok or is it the Adidas CrossFit?
The Reebok. Reebok's pretty much signed with CrossFit.
And they do, like, have you watched a Reebok event? Where
I do. I'm a huge Rich Froning fan.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know any other people.
He's the world champion of CrossFit.
Oh, look at me go. I'm like, I'm
you
such a
have
fan.
Asked that question, right?
I'm such a fan that I don't know anyone.
He did his research.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And have you seen what they do though? Like, have you seen the incredible intense workouts they do? And you just like, and you know, it's the worst. Like, I can't watch a workout video because then I get possessed and I go to the gym and I try and reenact everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I'm just like sitting there like,
you're not a champion.
You're like, I'm like, you're my mama lied to me all my life. I'm not special. I'm not that great.
You're just Candace. Just Candy. Nothing more.
Just Candace is capable of a lot of things, okay?
Yeah.
I don't like how you're saying that. I can climb a rope.
You can, though. You can climb a rope.
And do you guys do a lot of, like, box jumping, explosive?
Yeah, so that's the explosive movements that that I was talking about, yeah.
And do you guys do the treadmill stuff? Because I can see treadmills getting more and more incorporated into, like, routines and...
No, not really treadmill, although they do have the air runners and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But that's pretty much for the comps that are indoor.
Oh, okay.
So you can't really standardize a run for every different region.
Okay.
So to standardize it, they use an air runner,
okay.
which is pretty much a stationary, like a treadmill. Yeah.
What's the difference between a treadmill and an air runner?
So basically, a treadmill is powered rotation, which obviously you run and try to keep up with the power that it's going at, and you can increase and decrease. Whereas an air runner, it's just basically a belt on two cylinders and you basically power it. So the faster you run it, the faster it moves. If you just want to do a walking pace,
where do I get one of those?
And it's actually probably a lot better than
a treadmill
because it actually imitates the exact
movement
of the road. Yeah, so if you were to run on the road, and it's kind of like shaped in like a U-shape, not U-shape, but
like it's what it does.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds
Which
pretty
is a lot
dope.
Better, yeah.
And is the whole shape, does it have the treadmill shape or is it just like a flat surface? Like
No. It's a treadmill shape.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
It looks exactly like a treadmill.
Oh, except that it's not
a little bit, it's a little bit curved.
Like, this treadmill's broken. There's no power.
Yeah.
Why won't it start?
Push the start button. Make me run, damn it.
Do something. No, and I love that. And okay, so what would you say for people who train like in other techniques and stuff, like, you know, bodybuilding, for example?
Yeah.
Because I know there's this whole competition between CrossFitters and
Always,
bodybuilders.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, CrossFitters are wimps.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
bodybuilders are like, oh, we're strong and we can't scratch our back and stuff. So, So how do you shut down that debate? Every time people are like, well, bodybuilding is better for you.
Because you've done both.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I did both. And I think it's just up to the individual, you know. A lot of people do give CrossFit flack and a lot of CrossFit give bodybuilders flack. I think it's just up to the
but let's
the
be
individual.
Honest, CrossFit is harder.
Not
really at a certain level.
I think, you know, there's two sides to it as well. Depends how competitive you want to be. CrossFit takes a lot of time and dedication to train to be, you know, up there with the professionals.
And
but then again, so does bodybuilding.
I wanted to say, so both.
I mean, you know, with the strict diet that they follow, and I don't even want to imagine what.
So hang on,
you
don't follow a strict diet, or you just do CrossFit?
I just do CrossFit.
You don't?
And drink
don't
milkshakes
eat.
And eat hamburgers.
No. Like,
I do.
Oh wow! Like
this guy's lying to you.
Now I want to go
CrossFit
do CrossFit.
You can afford to eat badly,
listen.
Not obviously all the time.
Listen.
But
I'm gonna go do CrossFit and just start eating because my appetite.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
See.
Listen,
that's good.
So I would,
listen,
I want to be like,
look, I want to just show you what Jason looks like. Okay, I'm just gonna be honest with you. Jason is genetically modified, so you can do those.
He's
things.
The Hulk.
Don't think that this will work for you.
Not
okay?
That good.
You must like avoid certain things.
Okay,
carbs
like
are
what,
not your friend. They're the enemy.
Carbs can be good for you. Carbs can be good for
carbs
you.
Carbs are good.
In moderation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the type of carbs.
All right.
Obviously.
No, the only time I ever lost weight was when I made carbs my enemy. They're the
really?
Devil. You must never treat a carb like a friend.
Yours.
No, it's not a friend. It's not like, but they're not that bad. I mean, just sometimes, you know, you just see them and then they are
No,
keep the carbs outside the fence. Like, I see you, carbs. I see you trying to get in the party. Get out.
But can I tell you actually, mm-hmm. when I've been on eating plans, because like I always tell people I'm a seasonal model, like I only model in winter because I've got to be clothed.
Is it plan for?
Shut up. I've got like problem areas.
She's got belly fat.
I do.
Okay.
And that's why I'm a winter model. I'm not a summer model. And like, you know what I struggle with? Mm-hmm. The bread they bring to the table. Like most people struggle with proper food. And yeah. I'm just like, if they put that bread or that roll in the middle of the table, I'm just like,
dude, you're done.
Like, yeah, that bread with the butter. It's like.
And it's always so warm. Oh. The bread is always, and then it's seeded.
Just talking about it.
Hey, it's your enemy.
At the moment, I'm not eating carbs. Anyway.
Okay, anyway, so Jason just took us on a different path there.
Yeah.
We started reminiscing about food because Jason was like, I eat anything.
Now
I'm a crossfitter.
Now we're all hungry.
But surely you'd eat everything in moderation, right? Is there
definitely.
Like,
Especially that's like the best
before competition,
say, yeah.
right?
Yeah, I think before comp, you kind of eat a little bit stricter. So foods that work for you. Mm. Obviously not rubbish, you know, pizzas and burgers to stay away from. But, I mean, during your normal season,
yeah,
burgers and pizzas, I mean, it's not a thing to stay away from. So.
Okay, how often do you compete in a year usually?
Sure. Over the last year it's probably about 6-7 comps.
Wow.
Throughout the year, yeah.
And if one was to pursue CrossFit professionally, how does it work? Would you make your money from winning competitions? Is that the expectation? Or are there opportunities in terms of sponsorship? the companies that basically pay you to be a CrossFitter, that sort of thing?
I think in the country, it's a little bit slower. As I said, it's still
with everything,
new,
right?
Yeah, it's still new to South Africa. So, but I mean, the more exposure we're getting, i.e. now, you know, it'll obviously bring on sponsors on board.
And in the States and places like that, States, I suppose, maybe even Europe, do they have like CrossFit on TV? In fact, I think I've seen some on Super Sport.
So they air it on the ESPN, I'm sure you've seen.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was actually quite surprised for the games, CrossFit games, which I've just done. They showed it on Super Sport.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was quite interesting.
Let's talk about those games, by the way. How does one qualify for the games?
Okay, it's quite a process.
Yeah, take us through the process.
So they start with an online qualifier. Okay, so anyone can enter around the world.
Okay, so how are you entering? Is it a video? Is it just an online
You go online. Yeah, basically, I think it's $10 or $15. You enter. There's your name on the roster. Okay, we fall under the Africa region.
Mm-hmm. As we would.
There's 18. Yeah, exactly.
I was almost like Africa.
Sure,
what do you mean?
Sure.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay, so we got the Africa region. There's 18 regions in total. So that comprises of all over the world. We do the online qualifiers, which there's 5 weeks. Every week they release a workout. You do the workout, enter your scores, and by the end of the 5 weeks, you obviously ranked however you rank.
Oh, okay. Hold up a second.
Yeah, go on.
How do they know
that you're not
getting
lying.
There.
Okay, all right.
So listen up. Okay, so out of Africa, we get 10 spots that qualify to the super regionals.
Okay.
That's the next step.
Mm-hmm.
So in the top 10, basically CrossFit require a video for you to submit to make sure
That you weren't lying.
That you weren't, basically.
Oh, because they'll know. They'll know that all those.
There's no way.
You're missing. There's no way.
Exactly.
No
and way. They randomly select the workout. So you can't go say, I'm going to film this workout and I'll submit it at the end of the week.
Because that was my
end of the 5 weeks. Yeah. So you do all of them. You make sure you video all of them. And by the end of the 5 weeks, they say, okay, we want number three.
Okay.
And you got to submit it, and it's obviously got to tie up with your scores and your time.
Here's where it gets interesting. I think a lot of people don't realize this. The one thing about CrossFit, especially like with the competing, right?
Yeah.
You do all these exercises, and someone's watching your technique and your form. So if you actually don't do the right form, like on a squat, on like an overhead squat, it's like you didn't get that number. So if it's like you're supposed to do 15 reps,
get no
reps, and five were like messed up form, it's like you may as well just not run.
It's a no rep, yeah.
Oh my
god,
which you get points away, yeah.
So
you gotta make up those reps. Yeah.
So you actually you get penalized for doing it badly, by having to do more.
Yes, exactly.
And the sum you've paid. You've paid to enter. So it's like,
I'm just talking, you're paying with your body.
Yeah.
If you want CrossFit fame, you got to pay. And this is where you start paying with sweat.
Okay. So, wow. So then after you've submitted the video, now
there's So, you've submitted the video. They all check. Cool. You've qualified top 10. From Africa, go against the top 30 in Europe. And why they get 30 is they've got, I think, 70,000 athletes that compete just in Europe.
Oh, okay.
We've got about, say, 4,000, 5,000.
Okay, so in the whole
regions,
of Africa.
Their region's a lot bigger.
Okay, okay.
I suppose well, I mean, when you say Africa, are like, there other certain countries outside of South Africa on the continent that take it quite seriously?
Yeah. We've got, so Africa falls, obviously Africa.
Yeah, the whole continent, right?
Yeah.
Which countries are doing it like at that level?
In Africa, there's a few, Egypt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Zimbabwe.
I thought Egypt. Okay.
Namibia.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Congo,
also quite
no.
competitive. Not really.
Rwanda, no.
Zambia, there is a few as well.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
So we go to Europe. We compete against the top 30. So it's a total of 40 athletes.
So then you actually go to a competition.
Yes.
Yeah, which was held in Spain this year.
Okay.
So that's over 3 days. It's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday competition.
And you're competing all 3 days.
And you compete
oh,
all three
damn.
Days. Yeah. I think it's about 6 or 7 workouts over the weekend.
Who pays for this, for you to go there?
Me.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so this is,
obviously
this is
sponsors
not
help. Okay. I am sponsored with obviously NutriTech and BoxChamp, okay, which helped me get there.
But okay, if you weren't, it's like you just have to shell out
you
the money.
You get yourself there by yourself.
Wow. Wow, so you must have real faith in yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And then do you get to go with a coach at this point? Or
yeah,
you
can
like
take a coach
yourself?
Or you can
well,
take your family
can
or
to
whatnot.
Go.
But yeah.
But I mean, at the end of the day, you need that support, right?
Yeah.
Because I mean, after every
help.
Workout,
oh,
it's not like you just finish a workout and like, thanks guys, cheers, we're watching TV. You need someone there to
helping
help
you
with nutrition,
conditioning,
to help your resting,
all that
stuff.
It does help.
They support you. Does the competition support you in that way? Or
no.
Is it like you're really
not
on your
at
own?
All? No,
oh,
not
really?
Yet. So you kind of take what you need to get through the weekend,
okay?
Or who you need.
And let's talk about like any other competitive sport. How do they check for doping?
So what happens, we get the top 40 athletes there, then the top 5 after the weekend, the top 5 qualify to go to the CrossFit Games,
okay,
which is held in the States. Now if you come in the top 5, you get tested, okay? So they obviously make sure everything's clean and you qualify, you can obviously go through to the States.
Is doping popular in CrossFit?
For sure.
Really?
Like any other competitive sport.
Yeah.
But the other thing about doping as well, because you always have to be abreast of the new doping laws.
Laws, yeah.
Especially because you are with a nutritional shake company.
Company, yeah.
And they also have to make sure that everything that you get, you know, is not...
Is legit. Their products, yeah.
Mm. Because there are people who've taken other supplements and they thought it was totally okay. And these are like over-the-counter stuff.
Not to be, yeah.
And then it's like, but it's not.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you have to be... You can't just like buy a Powerade, for example.
Yeah,
you,
yeah.
Everything
yeah.
you have to watch.
Yeah, and it's like, especially like you can have quite a few number of coffees and then you're on the limit of, you know, it's just.
Oh, really?
Terrible.
Even coffees?
Yeah.
Jeez, okay, I would get disqualified. I'd be doping all the time. Damn.
Because I would need those
no,
coffees.
No, because I'm just thinking, like, my blood is made up of like coffee and
I wouldn't, I don't
water,
always
like,
drink coffee,
it.
But like, I would be like,
no, I'm
like,
an addict.
At least coffee.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm not going to take steroids, for goodness sake, just give me some coffee.
Yeah.
Wow.
But would that even help? Because, I mean, you guys.
You know what? It's it actually baffles me sometimes is that you're doing this sport to become healthy, but you go and take the crap or the rubbish to put in your system to try and be better. It doesn't make sense to me. If you're going to do it to be healthy, then be healthy.
But don't you think we lose that? Like, I mean, I know I become incredibly competitive when I do things.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Well, there's
not,
that line.
I'm not saying I would take doping people, but I'm not saying I might be above it. Like, if I am about to win a competition...
That was such a...
No. What I'm
saying...
I'm not saying I would. I'm
not saying I didn't do it.
Yes. But I'm saying, like, you know, it starts outweighing the reason you started. So, if you started because you were, like, a little overweight and now you just wanted to get... And now, all of a sudden, and you're actually getting good at this thing, and you the smallest thing could give you a boost,
then
I mean,
I'd probably take it too.
I'm not saying I would.
You actually get to that point where you got to decide, am
what's
I gonna
more important?
Go that route or am I gonna go this route? And that's just up to the individual.
Isn't the problem with doping though that your body becomes so used to whatever it is you're taking that by the time you come off it, your body can't adjust to just the natural
and
climate.
And saying that, I've actually seen firsthand the. That guys that take it, you know, they like, all the way up there. You know, they're on the peak of the mountain. Mm. Mm. And when they off it, they're, you know, you're struggling like, to
Bobby, is that you?
Start walking up the mountain. Yeah. So it's like, you know,
it's
what's the actual point?
Yeah, exactly.
But that's why so many people don't get off it. Mm. You know,
Here's the thing though. After you've done the European
circuit
thingy.
Champs.
What happens next?
So yeah, you come top five in Europe, which I finished this year in third. Which, which is my best
nice
finish.
One.
Yeah, thank you.
Javito.
And then go to the States, which is the...
The Mecca.
The Mecca of CrossFit competitions.
That's where you compete against guys like Rich.
The CrossFit Games. Yeah.
Okay, so is there weight? Is there like an age limit? Do they put you into age brackets like they would?
Yeah, how does this work? Weight
we
brackets,
got individuals. It's from, I think it's 19 or 20 all the way up to 34.
Okay.
But if you still qualify in individuals and you say 40 years old, you can still compete. But they have got
the
masters divisions from 35 upwards.
So the main competition is between 19 and 34.
Yeah.
Okay. And
those are the individual athletes, which are the top dogs, if I could say.
Like certain sports are better when you're younger. Certain sports are better when you're older. You know, if you're running marathons, it's better if you're like in your mid 30s.
Yeah.
With CrossFit, is there such a thing?
Like you reach your peak at 19, 20,
25. Yeah, you know, I'm 33 now and I'm competing against guys that are 20 to 25.
Mm-hmm.
I think majority are about that age.
Yeah.
And you kind of, how long is this going to carry on the way I can keep up with those guys?
Yeah. But don't you think that your body gets stronger? I mean, because you've also been doing this for so much longer that your muscle is at a different place than theirs, right?
The memory.
I feel that, for sure. I mean, over the years, it's taken a long time to get here. I mean, like I said, I've been doing it for 9 years. So over the years, you gain the experience. You know what to do. You know what to expect. You know how your body feels, how to recover. Yeah. So experience plays a role as well.
So there are pros and cons. So the pro would be that you are at a younger age, so you recover a lot quicker.
Yeah, that's
up.
The other side.
The con is obviously you don't have the experience.
Exactly.
Or the strength. Because a lot of it's a strength, isn't
it? Yeah, which takes a long time.
Yeah.
Okay, so in this competition, so who, like the age of the person who won it and the top three in the US competition?
Yeah, they were, how old they were?
Yes.
27, I think.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it is. Like it does seem like
so they weren't too young.
But
they weren't
late 20s.
Too old, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not going to do it. You're not going to win at 21, guys. Not gonna happen.
Well, I'm not 21 anymore. I'm 26, so
you're,
I should probably start
you're
doing
almost in the
right
masters.
Now. Don't say that. Like, I don't want to be a master yet. I'm good. Like,
you're
so
a master
mean.
Of what?
You're
master
so
of
mean.
All trades. You must not be a jack. You must be a master.
Okay, so how did the competition go? So you did get you got to the States. Now you guys are competing.
Oh,
top
you're not
five.
There yet.
No,
he did the European.
Place number three in Europe. Then he's done another in the States.
We've done the CrossFit Games.
Oh, okay. How was it?
Which was first weekend of August.
Okay.
Oh, okay. How did it go?
Yeah, awesome. Amazing experience. Something I've kind of been working for since I started.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, to make it there was...
Yeah, I mean, geez, how many people are you competing against in the States?
It's top 40 in the world.
Top 40 in the world, dude.
And
like,
you were part of
the whole
top 40 in the world. Obviously.
Everybody out there in their little gyms somewhere in the West Rand and and you were like top 40 in the world.
I love how you make the West Rand seem like a dorpy, like in the hidden gyms.
There's some badass people in the West Rand, man. There's some badass CrossFitters.
Okay.
I would mess with those guys. You know, like, some strong guys.
And from everywhere in the world. So now you're top 40 and how did you place them?
So after the weekend, I finished 11th.
Wow.
Nice,
yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That is
like
incredible.
11th, like
in the whole entire world. So you are like the 11th.
You're like
world,
a superhero. So if we had an issue and the Avengers weren't available, because I know they're not always around. Was that only
Jason.
One time? Yeah, we just called Jason. Jason, we got
no
a problem,
special
man.
Powers, but I can maybe
outlast
them.
You can climb
them.
Stuff.
I can outlast them.
And you can jump stuff.
You can pull yourself
what more
up a rope. Like, that's it. That's the only superpower hero I need.
I'm like, Tamisha and I would be the mouth of this operation. We'd just be speaking
we'll just
a lot.
Yeah, talk them down. Is it possible that we can talk about this?
Yeah. Like, my family always jokes, if I got kidnapped, they'd bring me back. Like, they'd be like, just take
like, no, actually, you know what? We're not going
to
get much out of
return
this one.
Sender,
and also the family's refusing to pay anything.
Yes!
They're like, actually, you know what? For that amount, you can
family.
Keep her.
We'll be like, no, it's fine. We don't need her that
So where
much.
To from here, though, Jace?
Yeah, I don't know. It's been a bit of a whirlwind since I got back. You know, guys like yourselves contacting and interviews and this and that, which is great for the sport, great for the community in South Africa. So it's been, it's been amazing.
That is incredible.
When do you start working out again for the next one? Because... obviously, it's like you have to start preparing, right?
Yeah, for sure. I'm actually leaving next week and next week Sunday for Cyprus.
Oh, okay. Competing again already?
Yeah, competition again. Yeah, it's called the Aphrodite Games.
Okay.
So Aphrodite was the god of
love.
God of Greece or
love.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Love. Aphrodite's yeah. love, I think.
Yeah, so what's that got to do with
nice.
It's the love of fitness.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Nice.
I got
you know, you
love.
Needed a woman on the team to figure this out.
I was almost there.
Like, you are not. You're so far. And then at these games, so as you're placing, right, in all these games or competitions,
yeah.
does it eventually work out to like one huge, like, world standing or
yeah like you get world rankings
that's what the CrossFit Games is.
Okay,
so the CrossFit
so you keep that ranking for how long, a year
until next
pretty
year.
Much a year yeah
okay
yeah
and then you can obviously now lose
you better use that right now. I would be like that would be my
no but I've got a feeling
WhatsApp
you might
profile.
Actually be top like five next year
hopefully
so
yeah.
I think it'll work out
it,
for you
like, go for
we're
it.
Gonna
just
keep trying
it.
Of course
yeah you gotta and you're gonna be like masters like
always be better.
The South African scene, are you the only guy at this point who is even competing in Europe and that sort of thing, or are there more guys coming through
In Europe? Yeah, I think so at the moment. You know, a lot of guys do qualify mm-hmm. or some guys do qualify for the regionals as well.
Mm-hmm.
But competing for other competitions overseas, I'm pretty much the only one going over.
Mm. All right, man. Well, we
so you're the South African superstar of CrossFit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't want to say it, but
no modesty here. We claim our titles on the show.
Yeah.
Claim
we
it.
Are
take
the South
it.
African champions of
talking too much.
Yeah, if there was a championship.
For talking
belt.
A lot.
Like, I would kill Mayweather on that one.
Yeah,
you
no.
Can rest assured.
No, for the hair. I mean, I would win yeah. every
oh,
time.
Oh, by the way, there's a boxing match Saturday night, Sunday morning.
I'm no longer interested. Connor's not there.
Oh, okay.
I only support and my man when he
yeah,
fights.
You didn't even know boxing until Connor. Anyway.
Well, yeah. He's my boo. What can I do?
Do you enjoy boxing?
Yeah, I do actually. I watch the fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are you rooting
and who
for?
Were you rooting for?
I
be
must
honest
be honest.
Now. Be honest.
My honest opinion. I was rooting for Connor.
Okay.
Because
knew,
only
like
because
Jason.
He was the underdog.
Oh, okay. Was it an age?
I'm an
age
underdog
against?
Kind of man. Yeah.
Thank
so
you,
and with
it's
Mayweather's
like
experience
them,
and
yeah.
his titles, it's just I mean the guys. He was amazing in the fight as well.
Thank you, Jason.
It was actually a good fight.
Wow.
You know what I noticed? Everyone under 35 was basically rooting for Connor.
Well, he's like hot. I was rooting for him because he's my future husband.
Yeah, yeah.
Hot.
And he
he's
did
my future
well.
Baby daddy.
You know what? You must stop talking like that because we know for a fact if Connor was still a plumber, you would not
no,
be saying
No, I would.
This.
No, Connor. Connor's got.
Connor's
my
an
number.
Ugly little Irishman. He's like he looks like a leprechaun.
Ouch! Leave my man alone, okay?
A well-dressed leprechaun.
He's got tiny leprechaun. Okay. Like I mean, I think he's like the most black white man I've ever met in my life.
Yeah,
I've
like,
never seen.
I'm,
like the way he dresses,
he's scary.
Just so ghetto.
Yeah, no,
he's so ghetto with his life. Like I'm like, there's no one who wears.
No, he dresses well though. I enjoyed his post-fight suit. I was like, I would get that. That paisley, the blue paisley and white
him.
Thing. Did you,
I love
did you
him.
See that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You
pretty,
should, would you rock
pretty
that?
Pretty cool. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. I think everyone's doing that now. You know, Connor's like made it okay. I've been rocking that since the 90s, people. I just want y'all to know.
Okay. Mm. But I mean, we can't, like, you are.
You can't
like
go back into
masters.
The archives. Okay.
You are all like right, masters. Cool. We can't keep pulling from the archives.
So this weekend, it's Canelo and Alvarez and who's the other guy?
You see? It wasn't even that interesting.
Yeah.
That like not even you are
Triple G, Triple G, the Russian, the Ukrainian fighter.
Nope.
Who are you rooting for?
I didn't even know that they were fighting. Who are these guys?
I'm rooting for the one who wins.
You guys are not real boxing fans, are you? You're not really.
I see the news on Monday,
like,
then I'll
watch
let you
a
know.
Boxing match before
it's not
Conor
even
McGregor
gonna make the news.
Came
yeah, probably.
Wow. Okay.
But see, good luck. Good
yeah.
luck with your fight.
You watching
whoever
the Springbok
you're
game?
For?
Not really.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Who they
I'll
against?
Try.
Australia. Rugby players are hot. Rugby players are hot. So I could
Australia.
Actually sit down
playing
and watch
playing against
them.
Australia.
Okay, so I'll watch. I'll watch.
Okay.
No, maybe I won't. I probably won't.
You probably won't.
But I'll look at the pictures.
Yeah.
I'll look
okay.
at
watch
the pictures.
Watch the highlights.
I'll look at the highlights on Supersport, yes.
Anything else happening that's amazing this weekend,
no.
sports-wise?
No, no, I'm not sure.
None of you guys know anything.
No,
no
we don't.
Jason, no.
Not me.
Okay.
We've got a life, right?
Did any of you watch the last episode of Game of Thrones?
Yes! Finally! Now we can talk.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Like that dragon fucked shit up.
They always leave it on that.
I was like,
wait for the next 2 years. We'll be back and let you know how it goes.
You know, George R.R. Martin's got a thing for incest. That's the only thing I don't get in this whole damn thing.
Uh-huh.
Like every role is like, why does it have to be incest?
Why did they have to be brother and sister?
No, can I tell you what the original storyline was? Because I'm such a Game of Thrones fan.
Yeah.
The original storyline was Jon Snow was going to fall in love with his sister Arya, his actual sister. And thank then, God, that didn't and then that it was going to be, so it was going to be unrequited love, because she wasn't going to feel the same, and he was always going to be this pining character for her love.
Yeah.
And now, obviously, he's fell for Daenerys, who's like the coolest Khaleesi. Person She's on the so whole hard. Show. Yeah. Like, damn, like no, Khaleesi like, can take my man. Like, if Khaleesi came to me and I was dating someone and she's like, "I want your man," I'd be like, "You're not, girl. You can have him.
You can have shit for both of us.
You can make give me us a hug. Happy. I'll even. Yeah. I'm giving him to you with an open heart."
Yeah, I gotta say that as well. Like, baby, if you're listening, like,
no, if Drogo. If Drogo came for me, whoever Khaleesi? I'm dating needs to let
Which
me go.
Which one's Drogo?
Her first husband on the first season.
Oh, that no, that guy with the skew eyes.
Like, I don't want to fight. Let me go. Okay. Like, I'm just out of here.
I think the guy would actually have to let you go. Yeah. Drogo. He looks like a CrossFit champ. Okay, I'll be like, you know what?
You can have
I think
her.
It's best you go. Drogo's at the door.
He's here for someone. It ain't me.
Do you
me.
Need some money, Drogo? I know you're taking it out. You need some money?
I'll pay for your date.
I don't want no problems with Drogo.
So right. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Sorry.
Okay.
He's too busy. Yeah, I'm sitting out this one.
Okay.
Thank you so much for being on the show, Jason.
Thank you. No,
and
thank you.
If people want to find you on Instagram, where can they find you?
Instagram, it's J_SmithSA.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much where
and
I...
And Facebook.
To follow his workouts, not to ogle the brother.
They're
okay?
going to ogle yes. him. Let them ogle. Leave the people to ogle. What's wrong with you?
Anyway,
jeez, stop hating. You were being ogled on in 2004. Give other people a chance, okay?
Back in the day. It just feels like it's so long ago.
It is so long
when
ago.
No longer
it's like
ogled.
12 years ago.
It's like it's not fair. It's like you want to stop others
stop,
from ogling.
Stop trying
like,
to steal I'm not getting Jason's ogled, shine.
Ogled. You mustn't ogle others now.
Go ogle as much as
go
you want.
Ogle as much as
J
want.
_ yeah, Smith SA.
Alright, we're out of here.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Cool, Jason.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.